So the big night has arrived. Your healthy happy hour, you've got your checklist from page 2 and 3. You've reviewed your do's and don'ts. You know who's coming. You've got your setup all ready, your music, your drinks, your tools. And really, this should be a team effort. You should be the host, and your upline should be the presenter. And your upline is going to provide some third-party credibility and a lot of knowledge and experience to help the healthy happy hour run smoothly and be successful. So what I'm going to do now is switch gears and fast forward to where you're the presenter and talk to you as though you're the presenter. So as a host, your job is to get the people there and set the environment. As the presenter, your job is to help make this push-play presentation successful. Importantly, the host and the presenter are going to get together before the healthy happy hour starts to make sure that the introductions of each other are done right. Overall, you want your healthy happy hour to be very informal, but this may be the one part of the event that's a little more formal. You really want to set up your presenter so that he or she has a lot of credibility with the people who are listening, and importantly, the presenter really wants to validate the host, thank her or him for the hard effort that they've made in inviting everybody and welcoming people into their home and making the drinks and all that sort of stuff. So we've got everything all set. People are having fun. They're mixing and mingling. And now what you want to do is you want to play that before and after photo slideshow as people are taking their seats, getting their final drinks, starting to quiet down, and they're going to start to see those photos of the people morphing, transforming right before their eyes, which is really going to get them interested in what the information that is about to be shared is going to happen. So in the introduction and the overview, you know, you want to share a little bit about your story as the host as to why you got involved. And don't be afraid to be very honest about maybe you were skeptical or maybe, you know, you had a little extra weight in some uncomfortable places. These are your friends. And so the more specific you are about why you got involved, the more at ease you make people that this was something that you did thoughtfully and that you're really excited about the results that have happened so far, it's going to make a huge difference. Specifics are what help to sell any story. So as a presenter, as well as the host, you want to be as specific as possible with your testimonial. The example I like to use is a comedian. You know, if a comedian is telling a joke and says, you know, I was driving down the street in a really old car, that may not be so funny as to say, I was driving down the street in a 1975 sunshine yellow Datsun B210, but it wasn't really so yellow because there was actually more rust than car. There was no second gear. And so suddenly you get this image of this person driving around in this funky old car, and you go to a place that's more specific and it's more relevant and you relate to the information more. So telling your story in the right way is really important. And then the presenter is going to do a quick little overview before they push play. And the way I like to tell our story in the simplest possible way is the pollution, the solution, and the distribution. Or the pollution, the solution, the distribution, and the mission, depending on what videos you choose to sell. The pollution is the processed foods that we eat. It is the excess sugar and salt and fat and artificial colors and flavors and sweeteners and binders and fillers and hormones and pesticides and irradiated ingredients and genetically modified ingredients. The food that we're eating right now can barely be recognized by our body as food. And clearly the videos share that. The solution is our 10-day transformation. It's the 10-day vacation from processed foods. The distribution is our simple referral marketing program, our gift card marketing system they're going to be learning more about. And then, of course, our mission is the Million Mom Movement. So setting that up in a way that people can remember and can relate to is helpful before you push play. Now, there are a couple of different strategies as to how you push play. The more interactive version of the Healthy Happy Hour with a more experienced presenter is to actually show fewer of the videos, maybe just 4 of the videos. The 10-day transformation animated video and testimonials, the referral marketing video animated and testimonials. It really focuses on the product, on the business, and really hones in on the decision that you want people to make, which is either to try the 10-day transformation or to try the business. And the presenter can engage the guests and encourage questions. You know, what did you like best about that video? Did you get the part about losing weight without exercise? Did you like the 60-day guarantee? You think people who would be interested in getting a $50 bill, do you know anyone who would want to try this program if they could save $50? So as a good presenter, you can engage the guests and have a conversation that starts to answer the questions and get people nodding their head, and you want to emphasize the positive points rather than bringing up questions from far afield, emphasizing the positive points of the video that you most respond to and you think that your guests will most respond to. The simpler version of the Healthy Happy Hour is to really play all the videos. Just hit play all, and you know, maybe pause once or twice. But you know, talk certainly about the 10-day transformation results. Talk about the gift card marketing simplicity, the mission. You know, recap some of the highlights of what people saw. My experience is the more people you have in the room, the more energy there's going to be, the more success you're going to have, and the faster you want to go. So you want to handle individual questions after the presentation, after the people who are ready to sign up, and then you can take individual questions. Because if you've got a large group and a lot of excited people, and then suddenly one or two people ask lots of questions, it can really slow down the momentum, bog down the process, and now suddenly those people are less excited, they're looking at their watch, and they want to leave. So the larger the group, the easier it should be for you to sign up lots of people, and the faster you should go. Now, if you have a smaller group, fewer people, then you definitely want to engage those people. You definitely want to keep it informal. You definitely want them to share their concerns because it may relate to the one or two or three other people that are there and help them make a positive decision. So be very, very careful as to how you pace your presentation. But always less is more, faster is better. Get people signed up on the transformation. Get people signed up with a gold pack or a platinum pack, and we'll talk about that next.